Since its conception in 2004, the PolyVote political forecasting tool has accurately projected the winner of the two-party vote in the presidential race. And the project kept the streak going in the 2020 election.
Well, actually, it did amazingly well.
This is Dr. Rao Kuzan, UWF professor of government and a proud co-founder of the PolyVote. From the very beginning, many months ago, the PolyVote predicted a win for Democrat Joe Biden and a loss for President Donald Trump, the Republican incumbent. It was also accurate in projecting their individual share of the total votes between them. Dr. Kuzan explains.
It becomes a percentage of the combined vote for Trump and Biden. So a percentage of the combined vote for Trump and Biden, that is called the two-party vote. And so what percentage of the two-party vote did Trump get? And they predicted 48%.
With challenges and recounts in some states, the national tally has fluctuated. But it appears the actual results will show Trump with about 48%, as PolyVote predicted. Kuzan says their forecasting project was a success, doing better than other more well-known, more established forecasting sites.
It outperformed the RealClear Politics average of the polls. It outperformed the 538 average of the polls. And those are two sites that everybody looks at. And so the PolyVote is like a new kid on the block, so to speak. And it actually, and it isn't just the first year it's done so. The PolyVote has done better than the 538 for as many elections as we have data for both of them. So it's proving to be a very, very accurate forecasting tool.
The PolyVote has accurately projected the winner of the popular vote in every presidential election since 2004, including 2016 when it picked Hillary Clinton. When it comes to the Electoral College, it's been a mixed bag. In 2016, PolyVote wrongly predicted that Clinton would also get the 270 votes needed. This time, the PolyVote accurately chose Biden as the winner, but with a greater margin of victory than he actually recorded. The projection was 329 votes for Biden with 209 for Trump. The current unofficial total is 306 for Biden and 232 for Trump. Dr. Kuzan credits the overall accuracy of the PolyVote to its structure.
The PolyVote was constructed on the premise that forecasts have to be combined and that you want to combine forecasts from different methods.
Basically, the forecasting tool is designed to be an aggregate of a lot of forecasting data that fall within three main components, including polls, models, and expectations. Kuzan notes the work of PolyVote's primary author, Andreas Graffi.
He averages all the polls every day that are out there, right? He averages all the model predictions, and then he averages all the data from the expectations. The expectations include the betting market. The good thing about combining is that you're not relying on any one component. You're not relying on any one poll or model. You're simply averaging. You're averaging within components, and then you average across components.
And according to Kuzan, it's important to have multiple components of different types. That's because situations change, and particular models that work this year may not work as well the next time around.
Because you can say that each election is in some way distinctive, is unique, you might say, in some ways. And different models have different streams of information, different assumptions, somewhat different methods. And so some models are forward-looking. Some models are backward-looking. Some models are a mixture of the two. And so some models do not include any kind of polling information. Others, most of them do.
Kuzan concedes all of the components have errors, but by combining and averaging them, the errors will cancel each other out. The main lesson here?
Don't rely so much on polls. Don't rely on any one poll. Average out the polls. And even so, look for other methods. The PolyVote gives you the polls. It gives you the betting markets. It gives you the political science models. You can do worse than looking at the PolyVote.
So yeah. I have a question. Is this like this call for folk to use PolyVote as their forecasting tool? National media, take a look at this. We're doing pretty good.
Well, Again, I wouldn't say only look at the poly vote, okay? But I think the poly vote is worth a lot more attention than it has received. Everybody looks at 538. They look at Real Clear Politics. And I don't think I've ever heard the poly vote been mentioned.
The bottom line is Dr. Crozon feels pretty good about the success of the poly vote and thinks more media outlets should give it a try.
I guess for the poly vote, this is a breakthrough. to break into the big leagues. It's beating the teams from the big leagues right now. It's a minor league player beating the big leagues, right? Like an amateur boxer beating the professional boxer.
Regardless of the polyvote's future, UWF political scientist Al Crozon expressed a level of satisfaction that he was part of creating something that's proven to be so accurate, and he's okay with using it as an exercise in the academic world. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.